GG No Re, we're back. We're playing Cloister of the Frog God. This
what?
Is an indie module made by Gabor Lux, I think his name is. Runs Hungarian fellow that runs a D&D zine that is well received. I don't know if we've done anything from him before. I don't think we have. And I believe this just came out. So it's hot off the presses. I have the physical version right here. It's got his own penmanship on it as well, and it's reviewed well by what's his face, 10-foot pole,
Bryce Lynch.
Yeah, Bryce. Wow. He reviewed it well, so on his recommendation, I picked it up, and nice. We are going to play it. We're going to play with. We actually had one of our. I don't know if the name is like a joke or not, so I'm not going to say it, but you'll know. If it's you, one of our Spotify listeners said that the next kind of system we should run is just anything but 5e, just for variety. doesn't care what. So we're doing Shadow Dark again. We bought the full version rather than the quick start rules that we used last time. So we're just sticking with that for now. And don't worry, we're not owned by big Shadow Dark. Like. Their lobby is
the big the Shadow Dark industrial complex. Yeah.
Most of the people you see running Shadow Dark, it's not us.
Yeah, but it should be fun. We're looking forward to it, and we're gonna go. It's set in Alabama, of course. I mean, at least we're setting it in Alabama, and we're just gonna skip all the boring stuff and get right to where you guys are. Okay, and there's a great illustration. I'm gonna read the. So one thing I'll just go ahead and say, I'll save the rest of this for the review, but there's a, if you order the hard copy version of Cloister of the Frog God, which of course comes with a PDF as well, you get the book, obviously, but you also get a separate map foldout. It's like poster size, and it has all the relevant maps, the wandering monsters, all included. It's very, very handy and nice, because normally I have to make that kind of stuff myself. And
that sounds really cool. Can I see it?
No.
You said poster size?
Yeah, so it's like this size, but it unfolds to four times.
Ah.
Yeah.
So. And I see your setup here. You have an iPad and the hard copy book.
The iPad is just for the Shadow Dark PDF in case I need to look something up.
A rules ref.
Yeah, I'm not running the module off of that at all. So, all right, so here we go. The one thing I don't like about this is it's not... The way he writes it, it's for the DM, and there's not like a clear delineation all the times between what you can and cannot read, but that's fine. We're just rolling with it.
You know what fixes that?
What?
Flavor text.
Yeah.
Just put it in quotes.
He doesn't like flavor text.
I love a good flavor text.
Or just reading
you guys
your
know
module
I love a good
ahead
text.
Of time and memorizing it.
Yeah, I just have to memorize it. Okay. So you're in a town called Silvash. The port town on the marshlands... Oh. This is swampland, so we're in Limestone County somewhere in a
swampy.
Nasty, mosquito-filled swamp.
I've got that swamp butt.
The port town on the marshland's edge is avoided by travelers and ships alike. The place is more of an overgrown village, and even so, I don't want to say that, blah, 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 blah. Here we go. The houses of Silvash right. with their peaked straw rooftops, the dead cats hanging from tall poles, and bats nailed next to the doorways.
As you do.
Seem more like diseased hovels than the dwellings of prosperous merchants. The inhabitants, just imagine you're taking the tour trying to get to the temple, because that's your destination. That's who you've accepted the hook from. Okay, so you're walking through the town. The inhabitants, whiling away their time sleeping in hammocks or smoking bitter herbs from their pipes, are more dirty, ragged, and lean ne'er-do-wells than proud citizens. The ones who don't smoke are driven to cough not by tobacco, but the miasmic environment. All in all, this is a place worthy of neither trading nor conquering, and neither an inn nor a caravanserai is to be found. The only place of note is the Temple of Murtar. So that's a god from this this module. That's not an Alabama thing. Or
did you say these people were rich merchants?
What
was the phrase?
No.
Would you say?
I mean, they have...
So I just know they're
I think
not
they're more rich. Prosperous than you would expect.
That's okay. Always the case, right?
Yeah. So the Temple of Murtar, and we made... Jim, is your guy worshiper of Murtar?
Oh, he is, in fact.
So maybe you're from here-ish.
He thinks he is. He thinks he's a...
All right. So finally, you make it. Oh, I got a little illustration. Sorry, I'm fighting with it. Physical world. So we've got dead cats. We've got bats nailed to walls.
It's high contrast.
It's really gross.
I mean, I like this art. This is good art.
It's like True Detective Season 1.
Yes.
Kind of questioning people, kind of the locals.
That art is by Andrew Walter. I don't know him, but he did a good job. Okay, the Temple of Murtar. It's a beehive-shaped building of mud bricks, and it's a veritable palace among the wretched huts and filthy channels here. So you walk in, and in the cool hall of the dark temple, it smells of birch smoke and decay. The sanctum is tended by the high priest here. He's your quest giver, so he's the guy that we've decided you've accepted the quest from. His name is Baxlu Badi, B-A-A-D-I, so it's hyphenated. These people are kind of funny out this way. And his four acolytes. All are wrinkled old men with several rings on their long fingers and rows after rows of gaudy necklaces.
Mardi Gras.
you can see as they go back and forth beyond this curtain that there's an idol beyond it. The idol behind the ragged leather curtain is an obese, naked human figure, which the acolytes are cleaning and polishing with great reverence. So this guy, Baxlu Badi, has called on the characters to request their assistance. Merchants have started avoiding the town, and it's become harder and harder to obtain the valuable sacred ointments and oils to polish Murtar's idol. Like, there's a specific kind of concoction, apparently, that they have to use, and that's the problem, is they're running out. If Murtar's powers fade, this shall surely lead to Silvash's destruction. But there may be some hope yet. In the ominous ruins of the Cloister of the Frog God, or perhaps in the under temples or crypts underneath, they might be found in abundance, that is, these oils, if there were someone to obtain them. In exchange, Murtar would be very generous with gold, 5,000 gold for every 100 weight of the sacred materials recovered. So for every 100 pounds, I guess, you get 5,000 gold. And the temple's old pleasure barge, properly repaired for your use. If the followers...
What was that last part?
There's your disc, John.
Pleasure barge.
Is that like a party bus?
Yeah, for the swamp. Party it's like cruise. It's like a Cajun party bus.
Booze cruise.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds like a great time, actually.
So you've done the talk. You've already agreed to help him, you know, by mail or messenger or something. And here's what he can give you to help you, okay? A large raft so you can navigate the swamps. Because we're going to do a little bit of overland travel, but it's like Point Crawley, so it's not going to be a huge hassle. The raft is outfitted with a bunch of stuff: oars, machetes, crowbar, lamp, oil, tent, torches, dried fish rations, leeches to clear out poison but do damage, net, mortar, bags, pots. And then he's also agreed to give you the taxation seal. It's one of the temple's greatest treasures. This precious object, a cuneiform inscribed clay tube hanging from a leather strap, entitles the bearer to collect the annual taxes on Murtar's behalf or ask other favors in his name. So you can go collect taxes. Free money if you can get people to offer it up.
If we don't want to be,
because there's people that live in this swampy area that you're going to.
He didn't accept any collateral for this.
We don't want a mob coming after us.
It's incredible.
It's not honest work.
He just trusts us to do this?
I didn't say he requires collateral. But maybe there's collateral you don't know of. Who can say? Mm-hmm. All right, is there any other... Before y'all head out, is there anything you want to do or ask of him or request? If not, we can begin the overland portion.
Did he give us a sample of what they got for their ointment so we could smell it, kind of look at it?
Oh, I mean, they're scraping the bottle of the jar right now. So feel free. Let's say it smells, it looks kind of like a pus and smells like
Omega
motor
3.
Oil.
Okay. Motor oil.
Mixed with rosemary. There we go.
Okay.
Any other questions before we get on to the crawling?
I think you need to make a new candle.
A new can of Motorola rosemary.
I would totally burn that in my office.
Okay. It's like a mechanic who cooks Italian food.
Smells like my Cadillac broke down in the garden.
All right. Well, let's go. I think the way this... I was trying to read ahead now just to be frank with the listener. And I think this is something I should be able to do. Is that asking too much? No, I don't think so. I did not read and memorize this entire module. One, because there's no way we're going to get to it all tonight, because we had a late start, because we, you know, we like to talk. We're friends, okay? Sue us. Mm-hmm. But also, there's some pretty stout things in this module. So even though we've got a bunch of, let's speak of that, level 6 characters. This is an adventure for levels 4 through 6, which is a higher level range than we typically do. And
3 times as high.
Oh, just to say, it goes from 1 to 10 in Shadow Dark.
Hmm. So you are you trying
so it's
to
like
say?
We're like 10 or 12, really. Okay. I'm just saying.
So we've got Mason. What are you playing? Character, class, name.
I'm a human wizard, Pelagos Noose.
Okay, John.
Human wizard, Alistair.
You're really quiet over there, John.
Human wizard Alistair.
Let me turn you up a little bit, buddy. Okay. Jim?
Jim is a dwarf fighter, a very stupid dwarf fighter named Borg.
All right. Tim?
Half-orc priest, Iraga.
Okay, great.
Oh, I'm also praise Murtar.
Oh, praise Murtar. Do it.
Praise Murtar.
By rubbing oils on my belly.
Yeah,
my,
great.
For my small salve supply.
That's what he would like.
He likes midriff. I have an exposed midriff at all times.
All right.
It's always when I commune with him and I rub it with salve. I just rub it down.
You never know what a bomb gonna do. I told you to put a bomb on it. All right, that's a Seinfeld for you Zoomers. That's a Seinfeld reference.
It's the corner store salve though.
Uh-huh. And then you smell your fingers deeply.
Yeah.
Where's Pick our Murtar. Mains? Do we have him? Oh, there he is. There's old Murtar. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So now we're in the swamp. You ready? We're on the barge. We're pushing out with our poles and oars.
Looking for the gators.
Oh, by the way, he says, Backlu or whatever his name is, says there's plenty of other places. I mean, there's plenty of places to go. Sights to see, taxes to collect from various stops along the way. There's at least 2 towns. I don't know. There may be more. And he says also, but if you just want to skip straight to the cloister, you want to run to the goal, just keep to the right-hand branches of the river, and you'll get there. There's a big pond with an island on the middle of it. You can't miss it. Okay? The trees here, very big, very large. It's foggy, it's misty, it's a moisty mire, you might even say. And so visibility is quite limited. Although, can any of you fly or anything?
No.
I can float.
Not for like a long time.
Can you really float?
Yeah.
Like in the water or in the air?
I'll have levitate.
Okay. Well, if you want to do some advanced scouting, let me know. But for right now, it looks like you've got, from Silvash, you've got one way to go. You're just going down the river. It's like Apocalypse Now. And the first thing you're going to see is a tiny island. So the river widens out, and there's an island in the middle of the river. And it's on this island is a small bell tower. So you're getting closer and closer, and the river splits in two around it. And you can see that you can go to the right or to the left if you don't want to interact with this bell tower. To the left, you can see like there might be some ruins sticking out of the water farther down the river. To the right, it's going to take a little longer, but there seems to be a tower and a settlement. So a tall tower, maybe a wizard's tower, maybe a fortification. Not quite sure at this range, but it looks like there is at least an open space in the trees, which makes you think that there's a settlement there. So any questions?
WWMD? What would Murtar do?
Well, as you get closer to the tiny island that has the bell tower on it, you can see around the base of the tower, there seem to be offerings. There's flower garlands, colorful glass shards that are reflecting what little sunlight gets in here, and metallic objects. So it looks like the door is there and hanging open, so you could go inside the bell tower should you desire to, but there doesn't seem to be any activity on there. Let me check for random encounters real quick. Oh, okay. Well, that's fun. We got one. Oh. Let's see what it is, shall we? Maybe it's just fun. Like, you just encounter something fun.
Mm, like, somebody waves at us.
Yeah. Well, it turns out it's something...
Good to see you, buddy.
Not or quite that fun.
It's a dragon.
It's a moccasin.
Okay, that's not super fun.
They got a moccas?
That's not super fun at all. All right, while we get this... well, actually, we don't know what's going to happen, so... Let's just roll with it here, quite literally. Okay, and let's see how far away. We're engaging procedures here. Okay, and now let's check for. Do they have a surprise? I'm gonna check. I have to check and see if Shadow Dark has a surprise mechanic. I don't think it does, but so if not, I will just make
surprise.
My determination.
A creature who begins its turn.
Bye-bye. Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Okay. What does it say?
A creature who begins its turn undetected has the advantage. Of surprise, if combat hasn't started yet, those with surprise take one turn before the combat initiative roll.
Doesn't tell you how to tell if someone is surprised, though.
Creature has advantage in attacking from creature hiding.
Or is undetected.
Undetected, is it?
That's the question. I didn't think it did. The quick start didn't. So I will just do it the old school way. Nope. Okay. Neither side is surprised. So you guys see these... which way?
There are rules for detecting.
This is not going to... We're barking up the wrong tree there.
Okay.
It's fine. You can see along the left side of the branch, and some in the water of the shallows right next to the shore, and some on the shore. There are these dark brown things that look... They look like leeches, like the ones that you've got on your raft, but they are much larger. They're like the size of wolves. And they are turning their featureless heads to you and watching your slow approach on the river. Now, the river's flow is such that you can go any direction. So it's going...
let's go away.
It's going into
them.
The marsh. That's where the river is flowing. But you can paddle away from it without any problem.
We would want to stay on the right if we want to get to the cloister.
Well, I think, you know, so Borg thinks back to his youth being raised in the Church of Murtar. And he remembers one of Murtar's precepts is mind your own business.
So, please write that down. We want to make sure we learn as
mind
much as we can about
business,
the good news.
One.
Nanyan.
Oh, and you would know that, well, I don't know if you would put two and two together.
His...
Maybe, okay.
At one point in his life, he would have known.
I would not put two and two together, no.
You think that probably these things that are around the bell tower, that looks like something somebody would give to old Murtar. It seems like offerings or something.
Oh, like a light bulb went off in my head.
Yeah. Like, I bet somebody left that there for old Big M.
Big M.
All right. I don't know if that changes your calculus. So we've got...
Wait, the leeches are on...
On the left side, okay. In the water, and a little bit on the shore, like half and half.
The tower is on the right?
No, the tower's in the middle. And in like the middle. The river splits around this little island. So you can keep following the left-hand branch, which will take you to some ruins on down the way.
Uh-huh.
They're sticking up out of the water. Or you can go to the right, which probably leads to a settlement.
Okay. So I say... you know, go Murtar. And I start paddling towards the Murtar related objects.
Okay, so you want to go land?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big M.
Are you guys going to let him land you next to the leeches?
I have to convince him.
I mean, you're not going to be immediately in leech zone. Like, maybe they don't do anything.
I come up to him, put my hand on his shoulder, and say, Murtar, right. Murtar right, Murtar not left, Murtar not land.
What's your intelligence score?
It's 4.
Okay. There you go.
I'm a -3.
Murtar not right.
Does that do anything for you?
I'm not a caveman. Go Murtar.
All right, so unless something changes, you're going to run aground here on the Belltower Island. Is that okay with everybody?
Is it okay to run aground? That sounds kind of rough.
I'm telling him.
I mean, like land. It's not like going to destroy anything.
This is just the tourist trap that they have on the outskirts when you're heading to Murtar. There's no reason for us to stop here. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Got to keep going.
What do you guys think?
Keep going.
Which way?
Right. I mean, I seek your approval. I hope you know that.
Start to paddle toward the right.
Okay. Well, then we're going to go to the right. All right. So let's
Murtar.
let's see. Do the leeches bother? No, they let you go. Okay. So we're moving along here. This one, each one of these little stretches can take any between 30 minutes to an hour and a half, depends. So this one's about an hour paddling away, maybe a little bit less than that. Let's not be too specific. But yeah, as you get closer, the trees thin out, and you can tell, and you can see a spire sticking up out of the trees. And here we go. We've got a little settlement here. And they were told you that you might find this settlement if you kept to the right. It's called Slimy Water.
Very creative. So
that's in the original Hungarian. Piers are built from decrepit boards, and they stand on the swampy side of this miserable village. That is, on your right hand, like, you're on the river, and on the right hand, you've got, like, these little DIY... They're pronounced keys, right? Q-U-A-Y? Isn't that pronounced keys. Key?
Key, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It's not pronounced K?
Key. We're a waterman over here. He knows. All right.
Waterman here.
So that's how you would get up into this village. And it's inhabited, you can see, from people fishing on the banks. It seems to be inhabited only by half-orcs. Who among you is a half-orc?
Moi.
Okay. Oh, Key. Now see.
Key.
I'm smarter than I even thought. The people of the settlement live in dismal huts and wear mixed human and orc features. Hairy backs, protruding paunches, and swine noses. Six teated mothers nursing their contentedly grunting little ones. Nude children running around.
I'm uncomfortable.
So the marsh side where you would land is watched by three guards.
Me as a player.
All wear badly made leather armor as well as large brass discs around their neck. They have halberds with lanterns hanging on them. And they're just keeping watch on you. So you can stop and pull up and get out and see what's going on. Maybe collect some taxes or just talk or try to buy something. Or you can just keep on going.
Murtar doubled taxes this year.
I'd say to them...
So we hit him with the tube twice?
What really is necessary is a proper monetary system so that you guys can evaluate your progress and the profitability of your product. That you can always...
I'll say they don't look particularly prosperous.
That's the thing. You've been debased by the taxation.
But I do want to make the Church of Murtar happy. So,
and
I would love to act as in fact I have the tax tube in my hand, and I'm waving it wordlessly at them.
We have a new foundation for the system. This thing that will increase the value of your productivity here. You want better armor. You want better clothing. You want stronger children, you know, greater access to food. We have this new tax coming around that will change it.
Murtar money. Pay up.
So I think y'all are landing and getting out and talking to the guards.
Looks like it.
Okay. So the three guards there, they say, you come to get the taxes. Okay. Oh, also, they also have sabers as well as the halberds with the lanterns. But we need the fees. We need the duty. We need the gate tax. And we need the trespassing fee. So please, hand that over. It's 50 gold each.
Seems like a lot.
That's
I'm really bad with numbers.
That's
I'm
what just, Lord Sneck
it
says.
It just seems like a lot of numbers.
I mean, you'll be getting it as soon as we get our taxes. It comes out of the taxes.
Yeah, there's no doubt about the money coming. We've sent it in advance. Did you not receive the money that we sent in advance?
You ought to talk to Lord Sneck about that.
No, Lord Sneck received it, so we're just asking for the taxes because this has already been issued in order. You know, last year we sent this in, we were coming in.
You'll have to talk to Lord Sneck about that.
We talked to him. We sent him.
Summon him. Bring him here.
No. You'll have to go talk to him.
Aren't we not the emissaries of your god?
Look, we have his scroll.
Here to collect the taxes?
We have the scroll. It's been approved.
You'll have to come talk to Lord Sneck about that. You can just follow me, okay? You can also follow this other guy, or this other one. We're all going to the same place. That's the place is Lord Sneck.
All right.
He's in the tower.
Let's see Lord Sneck.
He'll sort everything out.
Yes. Are we following this bluff, or should we just say, just kidding,
just run away? We're totally following.
I mean, what I really want to do is beeline it to the place that we're heading, the frog. What is it?
Cloyster of the Frog God.
It's a Pokemon.
I really want to go to Cloyster. But
We could turn around and get on the raft. And what's the name of the dude that was at the temple again?
Give me a second.
Bert.
Bactlu Body.
Ah. And we just say, Bactlu Body will be hearing about this. Get on the raft and leave.
Okay, it's fine. Okay. He'll talk to Lord Sneck, I'm sure.
I don't know. Gotta talk to Lord Sneck.
All right. So from Slimy Water, you've got three choices. You can go back the way you came. You can go, let's imagine this. So as you were coming up to the place, it was on your right, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're with your back to the place, to your left is where you came from. Straight ahead takes you into the middle of the swamp, and what would you see there? You wouldn't be able to see much. And to the right, you can't really see anything either, but it takes a bend around to the left as well. Always. So
that's the way to go.
Always right.
Okay. So you stick to the right. And there's no need for torches yet because it's still, we'll assume you set off at like 10 in the morning or something. So it's, speaking of that, let me take a break while I actually get something to write with. All right. So you're paddling along. And as the river begins to take a bend to the left, you notice there's a disturbance in the water on your left. And it is long and rope-like, and it pokes its little head out of the water, and it's a snake, obviously venomous. It's bright green and blue and black. However, it does not seem to be encroaching on your space. It's keeping absolutely parallel to your craft and is looking at you. It will make eye contact with you.
Oh.
That ain't
but natural. It just keeps on swimming just next to you. Okay.
Just keep swimming.
Borg waves at
just
it.
Just keep swimming.
You could swear it waved back.
That's what I tell everybody.
Yeah.
I guess he's... I'm going to pinch off some ration. Throw it to him.
All right. He gulps it down.
Snakes love rations.
And he gets like 3 inches closer to the raft. Now he's like 3 feet away.
Join him.
He's Listen, there are worse things than this dude out in this water.
Do you think he's like a friendly snake? Is he like a guard snake?
I think he's learned to protect rafts. And
in exchange for rations?
It's like a racket. Rations. That's what I'm thinking. Because he didn't, like, he made himself known. If you're a snake like that, what's the point in just coasting alongside the raft?
Do you think he likes money?
I mean, he likes rations.
I throw a gold piece at him.
He grabs it in his mouth and just holds it.
What?
He likes money. He likes things.
It's the patron saint of bayou river travelers.
I think he's good. I think his presence is going to ward off something even worse.
Okay, let's keep rolling with it.
I'm sure he's dangerous.
As you are debating this, you come to a fork in the road, so to speak.
Right.
To your right, you can't really tell. It's just, that's what it is. Straight ahead, though, you can see that it looks like you'll get a branch up to your left, and then in the far distance, you think you can make out some hinge-like structure on an island.
Like Stonehenge?
Yeah.
Wow, that looks cool. I'd like to know what that is.
Like standing
right.
Stones. Okay, we can go right. All right. As you go right...
It's really interesting. If we had much more time to spend here.
you can Well, can you see this? Let's see. Can they see it? Let us determine if they can see it. Dun, 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 dun.
In the meantime, mm-hmm. I nickname our companion Snickety Snick.
Yes, you can see it. So, hanging across the river...
Hmm? Nani?
From the trees whose branches overhang the river...
So, this is
we've
like,
got nets.
This river must not be very wide.
Black nets. And they are revolting and tattered and filthy, hanging from the tree branches to the water surface.
Filthy.
They resemble nettles, like there's got little spiky bits on them. And let's see. Would you be able to figure this out? Oh, wow. Okay. So it looks like you're going to have to...
Woo!
Wow, way louder. Really loud.
Wow.
Boy, way louder. And
that reminds us...
Monster Energy Drink.
Monster. We're sponsored unofficially by Monster Energy Drinks.
Not yet proven to cause cancer.
In humans, Monster Energy Drinks. Try one today. Or tomorrow. These nets, like I said, seem to form a barrier through which you'd have to go under, around... You can't go around. Under, through, over... Or deal with them, ignore them. Maybe they're illusory.
Do these seem natural? Or
No.
So they look like actual nets.
It looks like they were made. Maybe they were constructed out of something that's natural, of course. But you noticed, Jim, your character. What's your character's name again?
Borg.
You noticed there's like a little bit that's been constructed in such a way that a canoe can just slip through.
Oh.
So, do you want to back away, do something else, try to slip through the net here and not touch it, or...
These are just the bat catchers. We can just slip on through, right?
Y'all good with that?
Bat catchers?
Yeah,
like there's... Like a big mosquito net?
Yeah, there's a lot of bats. You don't want them... You got to contain the bats somehow.
I mean, are there any animate... critters here and
yeah there's critters there? Stuck in the net, I guess. It doesn't mention it, but there would be
here. What is happening here?
There's a few like skeletons in it, not like human skeletons but critter skeletons, and there's one bat that he's given up the struggle. He's just gonna die there.
It's just a bat net.
All right, so we're going through it, sailing through.
Sorry, am I the one that grew up in the bayou?
All right, well, we're just going to keep on with forward momentum unless somebody tells me something different. Okay, there's a branch right afterward, left and right.
Right.
As you go to the right, do we encounter an encounter? No, we don't, but we kind of do. Because you see something. Nets and strings with drying fish hang before a round hut, half dug into the earth of a tiny island. And let's see, is he here? Let's find out. Yes, he is. And you can see him. He's probably... Oh, he's just sitting on his porch smoking. His ragtag... I've got a picture of him as well. His ragtag clothing cobbled together from gray and greenish pieces. His stubbled face and unkempt mustache makes him an unappealing figure. And the smell of tobacco smoke around him is strong enough to scare away the mosquitoes.
Not me.
And here, we got a nice little picture. There we go.
Huh. All right.
We've got our Cajun man. You see little frogs in the foreground. You'll miss them if you're not looking.
Oh yeah.
Great. All right. So he's just gonna look at you. He doesn't greet you. He doesn't say anything. He's just puffing and watching you go by. You want to talk to him?
Does he look like he has money?
It looks exactly like this. He lives in a thatched roof cottage, half sunk into the ground. And he's got nets up to fish and stuff.
So I wave the tack stick at him. Stupid. Just wave it and point at the tack stick.
Okay. Let me see.
As we approach.
He's written up some stuff about him. Let me take a pause real quick to see. Do the reading. Hashtag do the reading. He says, y'all come tax season again, huh? Comes around more often every year, seems like.
Actually, sir.
Ain't that the truth?
I was wondering if I could have a pinch of whatever you're huffing on.
Yeah, come on. Just settle on up there to the deck. And come on, I got some soup on. You want some?
I'd love some.
It's tadpole soup, that okay? I hope it's okay, because that's all it's on.
My favorite.
All right. Come on. And y'all got any smoke?
Oh, I was hoping for yours.
I'm just saying, if you got them, smoke them. And if you ain't got them, well, I reckon you can smoke a little of mine. That's all right.
I'd like to trade you for some. I know it's not.
Well, how about this goes toward my tax bill? How about we do it that way?
You know what? I like the way you think.
All right, then. Come on. Now, so do you want to tell them, like, why you're out here? Like, yeah. You've been sent by the temple, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Access. I'll just go ahead and tell you. It gives just like a bullet-pointed list of some stuff he'd say. This is right down our alley. I'm just gonna read through it just because it's good. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Right. Well, don't hurt to pack some smokes yourselves. If you're afraid your junk gets wet in the marsh, get some oil cloth. That's what I'm wearing. Never hurt me none. Can get used to it. So. Wouldn't go there, but won't stand in your way. Now, just eat it. Don't be squeamish like some little girl. That's what he says about the tadpole soup. And about the slimy water village you just passed, his opinion is, well, you never know with the half-orcs. Part of them's man, part of them's orc, and then one attacks you for half a copper, but the worst part's the human part, because that one's sneaky.
Sage-like.
Yeah.
He's just all kinds of hateful.
And about the cloister you're going to, he says, it's no play to get there, but you gotta go. So better go right or backwards in where they don't look, but better don't go at all.
Backwards in where they don't look, or never go at all.
Yep. So he's got just tea and tadpole soup, and that's pretty much all that's going on, and smoking. So he's doesn't have a ton to say, but he's a home, very homey guest. I mean, a homey host, and friendly enough for the situation. Mm.
So,
if you have questions,
he doesn't have the tax money.
Daniel, gotcha. I need you to put on your best Matthew McConaughey and read what he has to say about the village again, please.
I can't do a Matthew McConaughey.
You were really close already.
Was that? That's just a generic redneck voice.
Well.
I just watched True Detective Season 1, but I
so good.
I couldn't do the voice. All right, so do you have any questions for him or anything like that? Or requests?
You got any boots on you that got that oil cloth?
Well, how about I give you some of this oil cloth and some smoke, and we call us evened up?
That's as fair as it gets out here.
All right. So, yeah. He has an extra pair of boots he'll give you, and some oil cloth that's not been yet formed. Maybe like, I don't know, a few yards of it.
Okay.
There you go. Sweet. And enough smoke to last you for a couple weeks.
Oh, Bork has something he's been wondering.
What's that?
What's a cloister?
Now, that's a great question.
It's like a cluster, but deeper.
it's like a place where them religious folks go walk around. Yeah, but the cloister there, our folks ain't there. Now, if we was there, wouldn't be no problem. You could just go right there and come back.
Yeah.
But there's some kind of strange old folk over there now.
Oh, are they frogs?
No. There are frogs over there.
Is
but
the god a frog? Or
I reckon
is
they
it a
do.
God of the frogs?
I reckon or? he's somehow all tangled up in what they be worshiping over there. I'm not saying it's directly frog worship, but it may have frog related elements. Maybe they become frogs, maybe their god's a frog, maybe it's all just made up.
Borg's getting a terrible headache.
Well, they're like,
this is too much thinking.
Well, it's kind of a complicated situation.
Frog's like the buffalo of the bayou, ain't it?
Buffalo.
I don't know what a buffalo is. Is that some kind of...
I think you'd know it if you saw it.
Okay. Yeah, probably would.
Hops around a lot. Great in stew.
Just imagine using every part of an animal.
I don't have to imagine it, brother. I live it every day.
I didn't know where you're going with it. That's what I was... Travels in herds? cool. So let's find this cloister.
Well, just keep on to the right. You'll find it.
Onward.
All right.
I'm still looking for an oyster. Closed. A cloister.
All right, so we've got, it's getting on, so it's one about 2 p.m. now. And as you exit here, you can, well, you're just going to keep going straight ahead. You could go back to the left, but I know you're not going to want to, because up ahead also, to the right, well, let's just say it this way. You can see you can go to the left, but up ahead to the right, immediately across from that path, is something else. And what is it? Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, we would.
Cloister?
Not quite yet. Oh. A watchtower. Slimy water has long conquered this tower. Someone apparently has placed skulls in the lower windows, and they're glowing.
Ooh.
Or maybe this tower just grew out of the swamp like that. I don't know. Skulls in the sunken tower. And what are we going to... Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's something else glowing inside the skulls, right?
Who can say? Okay, that's all you can tell from here. So either you keep going past it to get closer to the cloister, or you interact with it, or go across from it on a different path that goes not closer to the cloister.
Or do something else.
Or play checkers.
I could give up.
Swamp checkers.
So, oh, no.
There's actually like a little mini game in the Shadow Dark book. Did y'all see that?
Mm-mm. Yeah. I didn't get to spend enough time on it.
Yeah. All right, so what are we doing?
We don't want to go the obvious path, right? Because we're supposed to go in the way that they don't expect.
I think he was referring to when you actually get on land.
Okay, so just keep right.
Okay, keep right.
Just keep swimming.
I mean, and what do you know?
Skulls?
Glowing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Probably in skulls.
So at 3 p.m. on the dot, you make it to the cloister.
Mm.
So it's a big lake in the swamp, and you can see there's at least 3 little tributaries pouring into it to fill up this thing. And there's an island in the middle of the swamp. It's a little offset to the left, or the west, whatever. Not that that means anything to you. Well, it is to your left, actually. So you're looking at it like you're coming in straight centered on it. And it's longer than it is wide. Wait. It's wider than it is deep, the island. Okay. Uh-huh. And there seem to be a couple structures on it. So let me find out how to describe this. Old structures stand on the overgrown ridge rising from still algaic waters. Ah. All right. So we've got different parts of this island. I'm going to describe them.
Uh-huh.
There are vineyards on the slope closest to you. They have been swallowed by hardy shrubs and growing saplings, but it looks like you might be able to make your way through them. Okay, so they're former vineyards, like they're not currently operating as vineyards because they're in ruins. On the other side of the island, you can't really make out anything, but the land seems to rise that way, so maybe there are cliffs there. And then the cloister itself is divided into 3 sections. The central part, which is, I believe, on the right-hand side of the island as you're looking at it, that is the cloister proper. The central part lies in dilapidated ruins, and only the tumbled walls remain standing with lonesome arches and piles of rubble. The western part is intact, that is the left-hand side. Most of its bulk forming a temple with a small garden to the right and a path from the west, that is from the left, leading to a harbor. Okay, so the left-hand side of the island has a harbor. And then the right-hand side of the island forms the fortified inner cloister. Okay, it's intact but looks uninhabited. A serpentine path leads up to its gates. Okay, so the center of the island, ruins. Got it? The left-hand side... it has a temple with a garden and a harbor. Mm-hmm. And the right-hand side is like the fortified, like, inner cloister, but you don't see any activity around there. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's what you got. If you were to go beyond the island, you would have a path to the left elsewhere in the swamp and a path ahead. So that's what you got. There's swamp, like, marshlands off to your right, once you get out of the water and hills and mountains up to the right. I mean, it's not really part of the module, but I'm just letting you know. So, what do we want to do? Do you want to take a break, discuss, go do something? What are we doing?
I think we should sneak through the vineyards and explore the temple.
It's a great idea. We good with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right. So, three open entrances can be seen with a little observation. So, I'm going to have to go to this section where it describes that. CL10. Okay. Do I have a little map here? I think I do. The untended vineyards of the cloister are overgrown with briar and thistle. Mossy ancient trees grow stunted and monstrous. There are bunches of wild grapes on the vines. And, okay. So, let me pause it real quick to get my bearings on this new map, and we will be back. All right, so like I said, you're at the vineyard, or the overgrown vineyard. You can move through. But there are some actual wild grapes on the vines all throughout here. Do you want to mess with the grapes or ignore the grapes and push through?
I'll take a few grapes.
Okay. See how many there are.
I was wondering, like, how wild are they? Like the leeches? Like, I've never been attacked by animated grapes before, but I was going to rule it out.
A bunch of grapes. They look great.
Stowing them.
Okay. Well, you just proceed.
Why don't you just, like, try one real quick?
Put one in your mouth.
Trying the grapes. It's called, like, equipment on site. What is it? Like, equip on site. You know how Solid Snake gets shipped in with, like, no gun or anything?
Mm-hmm.
You go and you just start grabbing stuff. Yeah. Might be useful.
Okay, so you got your grapes.
You just going to take a little nibble of it?
Except I have a ton of equipment also.
Are we going to proceed?
You just going
to
hold it in your mouth?
Keep moving.
All right, keep moving. So okay. You emerge, and you're crawling up the slope, up the incline, beyond the coverage of the brush and the little crappy trees. And now you can see the items up here, the structures, rather. There is an outer wall right ahead of you to the cloister. And then the cloister itself, its walls proper, rise up out of that. And then over to your right, there's some ruins like in the middle of the island like we talked about. And I don't know what they are real quick. I need to like draw this. So we may just cut it here and I'll come back next time with like nice handouts and stuff, like player handouts. Mm-hmm. So you can just easily see what's what. And that's probably what we will do. Let's see here. Yeah, there's a pond. There's ruins. Actually, that might be it. Yeah. So you'd have to go inside the walls of the cloister to get there to figure out what's going on. Oh, actually, the pond is inside the outer walls of the cloister. So maybe you just heard the pond. The delicious sound, the soothing sound of the water. And let's see, these ruins, what's up with them? Oh, okay. So let's say you're emerging, okay? Emerging through the vineyard. Right ahead of you, there's a series of ruins in the middle of the island. And to your, and there's actually several outbuildings. And I don't know if they all...
So I have a map, and I'm trying to be faithful to your representation here.
I'm trying to find which one, like, what's actually relevant. Yeah, we would just need to take a break. Anyway, okay. So we'll do that next time, I suppose. We've landed. We've got here. We secured the raft. We're good to go. And we'll figure out what we're going to do. Now, by the way, you should not assume that people will be hostile here. They, like, everyone you've talked to so far says they're weird. They're dangerous, but they're not going to just, like, murk you on sight. Unless
we're going to murk them first.
Unless you seem like you need
do
it.
Do they pay their taxes?
They are not subject to you.
They about to be.
They are some
we're gonna
other
have to
faction.
Have a talk.
Yeah. So they worship a different god. So they're not paying taxes. And they have, like, their little armed site of resistance here. So we'll figure out what happens with that next time. And we'll continue on GG No Re. Oh, stay around, because we should have a nice little outro song for you to enjoy.
And if you really like it, you'd show that by giving us something if this was of value to you.
Oh.
Like
oh.
some money mm-hmm. on the website.
Yeah.
Through PayPal.
GGNoRecast.com. You can donate via PayPal for Bitcoin. You can go use our link to go on Amazon and buy stuff and give us a little cut of that. Our YouTube channel, we still have that up. We're on Spotify. You can respond and comment on the podcast on Spotify and on Fountain, I believe. And, of course, on our website, if you want to join our Discord. For instance, we released another, like, hour-long actual play episode just on our Discord. So if you want to join there and hear it, you know, maybe it's not the greatest thing in the world, but if you like the podcast, you're going to like that. You think it's funny. Just go to our website, to the contact page, and email us, as many, many are doing this.
Honestly,
thousands, maybe.
Please don't support us. We're getting too strong.
Yeah, it's really concerning. We're getting bomb threats from Critical Role because they really feel a usurpation is coming up. But anyway, so email us and ask for an invite to the Discord, and we'll give it to you. You can chat with our folks and get some little exclusive things. And a bunch of exclusive stuff that was on the Patreon back in the day. It's all archived just for your delectation whenever the freak should take you in the Discord. We will continue after Easter, playing again soon, and I think we're gonna try to get through this module or die trying. You know what I'm saying,
Do you know what I mean? Cast the bones and leave no stone unturned. Fight with every roll, we strive for the goal. I swear the treasure is the friends along the way. I burn your friggin' house down and ravage your land. Tim makes the choice for left. To perfection, truly adept. Nature tries to kill you to no avail. But a hobo is a noble. Step on a tries the same with the same result. Lazy cast a power blast for a final stand. Jim dominates from a broadcasting AOE spells and radio run. Jump at the walls of Google loopholes. Technically, he's not wrong. Daniel shouts TPK. It's the GG, no, we wear.